Morning. Glad to see you all can make it for our Songs of Praise Sunday. I'm sure we've all had a busy week with this warm weather. So this morning we're going to turn our focus to God and praise Him together. We're also thankful for all the moms here this morning. If you take a look in your bulletin, some announcements to highlight. Laura Taylor and Jordan Fair just got married in Moose Jaw, so congratulations to them. Baptism is coming up on May 29th. There are 4 people getting baptized, so let's remember them in our prayers and encourage them in that decision. Please keep Tenley Falk in your prayers as she continues tests and treatments, and also for the rest of her family as they travel this journey with her. We also want to think of everyone in the Fort McMurray area, as many of them have lost their homes and feel like they have nowhere to turn. If you feel called to donate to this, there's also some information about that in your bulletin. Are there any other announcements that I missed? If you join me in prayer, I'm just going to pray a prayer. It's called the Musician's Prayer. O Lord, please bless this music that it might glorify your name. May the talent that you have bestowed upon us be used only to serve you. Let this music be a witness to your majesty and love, and remind us that you are always watching and listening from your throne above. May your presence and beauty be found in every note, and may the words that are sung reach the hearts of your people, so they will draw closer to you. May your Spirit guide us through every measure so that we might be the instruments of your peace and proclaim your glory with glad voices. Amen. Let's do some singing.
Let's follow up that prayer by standing and offering our worship and praise to God.
Faithfulness, thy faithfulness, with my mouth will I.
We're going to sing the hymn, Great is Thy Faithfulness. Just want to bless all the women of this congregation, the mothers, and those who give nurture in other ways. Thank you, children, for blessing our hearts. I could have gone home after that. I was very encouraged, so thank you. Us moms depend on the faithfulness of God. So let's declare that. Great is thy faithfulness, O God, my Father. There is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not, thy compassions, they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever wilt be. And other women in this congregation, there'll be the next set of congregational singing. I'll be taking a few favorites, so keep that in mind.
Let's pray. Lord, thank you for this beautiful day outside, for being with us during our busy weeks and giving us time to re-energize. Thank you for Shania, Josh, Shaylin, and Katrina as they prepare for baptism. Help them to be firm in the decision they are making and confident in who they are and what they believe. We ask that you be with those who cannot make it here today and with those who have been impacted by the Fort McMurray fires. Also protect those who are risking their lives to fight these fires. Help us to remember that you are all we need and that you will provide for us. Amen. I'll invite the ushers forward for the offertory.
I'm going to share a song that has been significant to me as a mom. It's been my go-to song in the last season of my life. I have found it significant and profound to will myself, will my will to worship and praise God in the midst of really hard places. God, God, I look to you. I won't be overwhelmed. Give me vision to see things like you do. God, I look to you. You're where my help comes from. Give me wisdom. You know just what to do. And I will love you, Lord, my strength. I will love you, Lord, my shield. I will love you, Lord, my rock. Forever all my days, I will love you, God. God, I look to you. I won't be overwhelmed. Give me vision to see things like you do. God, I look to you. You're where my help comes from. Give me wisdom. You know just what to do. And I will love you, Lord, my strength. I will love you, Lord, my shield. I will love you, Lord, my rock. Forever all my days, I will love you, God. Oh, hallelujah, our God reigns. Hallelujah, our God reigns. Oh, hallelujah, our God reigns. Forever all my days, hallelujah. Join me with a hallelujah. Hallelujah, our God reigns. Hallelujah, our God reigns. Oh, hallelujah, our God reigns. Forever all my days. Hallelujah. One more time. Oh, hallelujah, our God reigns. Hallelujah, our God reigns. Oh, hallelujah, our God reigns. Forever all my days.
I have a children's story. The kids want to come up for a children's story? I need you guys to sit like right here because I have a book with pictures today. Good morning, guys. Good morning. Myla, do you and Sadie want to come sit here so you can see the pictures really well? And then we can scoot together. Perfect. There we go. Asher, do you want to back up a little bit? Then Sadie can sit right in front of you there. Come, Sadie, right here, right beside Myla. Perfect. I have one big word we first have to figure out what it means before we can do our story. Do you guys have a clue what the word empathy means? Some of you bigger guys, have you ever heard the word empathy? What do you think it means? Kindness and loving. Yep. What else do you think? What does empathy mean? Hope? Not so much. It gives people hope. It gives people hope. What do you think, Asher? You do love people. You're exactly right. Awesome. Empathy is a really big word for caring for other people. Helping other people. Noticing what are the people around you feeling when somebody's really happy, being happy with them. When somebody's sad, being sad with them. What do you think? Roots of empathy. All right. You've done some of that at school, have you? Maybe. All right. I want to show you a couple things first. Now, what do you think these are? Boots, rubber boots. Who do you think might wear them? A little kid, right? All right. Maybe some of you. Your feet might be small enough. All right. What are these? Cleats. They're pretty big. Who do you think might wear those? Well, not. Because I don't play soccer. But you know what my son does? They're actually Matthew's soccer players. Yeah. If I was playing soccer, I could. Yeah. Here's a fun pair. Who do you think might wear those? A baby, a really little baby. Yeah, I think even those are too big for Cassie's baby. How about these? Flip-flops, who's going to wear those? Possibly me. Maybe some of you girls. I saw some of you guys have got great spring shoes going. And I've got one more pair. Who do you think wears these? A dancer, maybe. Maybe me. Maybe another mom? I got a whole bunch of shoes. Do you know what? These people might all be part of one family, and they might all feel a little differently. There's a saying that says, stand in my shoes, and you'll know how I feel. This person might feel very differently than some of these people. One of them might be happy. One of them might be sad. One of them might be ready to go to bed. Somebody might be grumpy. And I think my mic just turned off. It's on? Okay, it feels like it's off. All right, so I'm going to read you a story called Stand in My Shoes. And at the end of it, I'm going to challenge you to think about what do the people around you feel like. All right? The tricky part is the mic. Let's see if I can do this. Emily, this is the fourth time you've barged into my room, and I'm trying to study for a big test. Thank you. I just want to talk to you, Emily whined. Alicia closed her book and said, can't you have a little empathy? Emily had no idea what her big sister meant. What's empathy? Empathy is when you understand how someone is feeling because you imagine what it's like to let them to be them or to stand in their shoes. People are grateful when you notice how they feel. I'm worried about my test, and I really appreciate it if you would scram so I can study. Can you see okay over there? Yeah. Do you want to scoot over? Up besides Cyrus would be some space. Emily was grumpy as she left her sister's room, but she thought about Alicia's words. Would people really appreciate it if she noticed how they felt? The next morning, Emily went to the kitchen for breakfast. Her dad was making coffee and spilled some coffee grounds. He didn't look very happy. Dad, are you in a hurry? She asked. Yes, sweetie. I have a big presentation at work, and I need to get going. Emily found a dish rag. You look tired, Dad. How about if I clean up the coffee while you get your other stuff together? Would that help? For a moment, Emily's dad just looked at her, and then he hugged her. You're the best, Em, he said as he grabbed his coat and hurried out the back door. It was drizzling outside as Emily waited for the school bus. As it pulled up, one of the other kids accidentally knocked into a little girl as she was getting onto the bus. Rosie lost her balance and sat down hard on the wet cement. Hey, yelled Emily, watch out for little kids. Then Emily turned to the little girl. Well, that's a yucky way to start a day. I'm okay, Rosie replied, but she struggled with her heavy backpack. Emily took Rosie's hand and pulled her up and then helped her onto the bus. In class, Miss Fitch was not her usual laughing self. It's okay. After the morning writing lesson, Mrs. Fitch went back to her desk instead of walking around the classroom like she usually did. Emily noticed that her teacher's eyes were red, and she wiped her nose on a tissue. Mrs. Fitch, is there something wrong? Well, my little dog Buster died last night, she said quietly. He was very sick. We were hoping he'd get better, but he didn't. Oh, no, said Emily. I'm not sure how you feel, but it has to hurt. It does, said Miss Fitch. Thank you for asking. Get out of my way, Tommy said as he pushed Samantha, Emily's friend, out of the line. It's my turn. Tommy did this a lot at recess. Tommy, how would you like it if I pushed you out of line when you were waiting your turn? Well, probably not good, Tommy replied. I love the tire swing. Samantha loves it as much as you do, so don't push her and try to take cuts, okay? Sorry, mumbled Tommy as he walked to the back of the line. After school, Mr. Peterson said, Hello, Emily. I hope you had a wonderful day. She stopped. She looked at him. I did have a wonderful day. But, Mr. Peterson, every day you say something nice to me. You never forget. As she walked to her seat, Emily could hear Mr. Peterson greet each child as they got on the bus. She sat down next to Samantha. When the seats were almost full, Rosie rushed onto the bus, all out of breath. Oh, no, there isn't a place for me. Emily nudged Samantha and then asked her to slide over. Rosie, you can sit with us. I can? Thanks. When Emily got home, her mom asked, How was your day, Em? You look deep in thought. Oh, I'm fine, but I'm wondering about something. What's that? You always seem to notice how I'm feeling. Part of being a mom, I guess, she said. But how about you? Who notices how you're feeling? Asked Emily. Wow, said her mom. That's a very thoughtful question. I guess the answer is Auntie Carla and my friends Nancy and Shauna and mostly your dad. Sometimes Alicia. And now you. Why are you asking? I'm just wondering, said Emily. I'm starving. Is there something good for snack? Well, let's make something together, Mom said. It was almost bedtime. Emily could see Alicia studying in her room. Instead of barging in, Emily knocked on the door. Can I come in, or are you busy? You look like you want to talk, said Alicia. Come on in. I've been noticing how people feel, Emily said. You know, that empathy stuff. So, what happened? What did you learn? Well, people really like it when you recognize how they feel. Just noticing seems to touch their hearts. You got it, Em. But there's something more. When I care enough to notice how others feel, something changes inside of me, Emily explained. Sounds like you enjoy that feeling. Yes, I do, said Emily. Good. Now get out of here, because I want to study. So Emily was challenged to take a look at what do the people around her feel like. Just like all these different shoes I brought here, we have all kinds of different people who feel differently. I want to challenge you today to take a look at the people around you and see if you can figure out how they feel so that you can have empathy. Maybe somebody can ask you next week and see if you remembered what empathy means. Let's pray. Father God, I thank you for these children that are here this morning. I thank you for the love that you pour out on them and all of us. And I pray, Lord, that all of us would have empathy toward each other. Help us, Lord, to be more like you in caring for each other. Amen.
we asked a number of people this morning to kind of share a little bit about what music means to them. So, Jody, you can come up first.
Good morning. I was asked to share a little bit about what music means to me. Like most people, I enjoy a variety of music. Some I like because it takes me back to a certain good memory, or just because you can create any kind of atmosphere, a relaxing one, an energetic one, one to reflect the seasons. I've been known to enjoy the odd Christmas carol in July or April. No month is safe, really. I've almost always got something playing in my kitchen. It's almost always Christian music. Children seem to respond really well to it. I try to include some Sunday school songs for Bennett. I suddenly realized some of these songs from my childhood, they have a lot more importance to the message behind them. It's such a great reminder of some of the fundamentals of our faith. The power that singing Jesus Loves Me on an otherwise dismal kind of day can have a profound effect. The song is simple, catchy, and profound. This Little Light of Mine, a song that embeds into young minds not to hide the light, the Holy Spirit dwelling in us. You kind of put these songs aside as you grow up. Then you have kids of your own, and these songs come back to you just as true, but more profound. Then there's praise and worship music for us older kids. Last year, our ladies' Sunday school class studied a book called The Power of a Praying Woman, led by Carla Fair. She suggests that praise and worship music is like a spiritual IV, fast and effective praise to God. Dark cannot exist where there is light. Another great reason to fill your house with Christian music, old and new. I love singing in church, the power of fellowship, singing hymns together. It always makes me feel like I belong to this beautiful choir. I was at a graduation ceremony at the Winnipeg Centennial Concert Hall last year. The audience was supposed to join in singing the national anthem. That's over 2,000 people singing a cappella. That place couldn't hold a candle to the Blumenort Mennonite Church singing a hymn in four-part harmony. Just one of the many great qualities of our church. To conclude my feelings on music, I think it's a gift God gave to us so that we could use it appropriately to gift it back to Him. The Psalms in the King James Version says, I counted seven times, to make a joyful noise to the Lord. This is an apt description of myself when I'm singing joyful noise. Thanks.
Good morning. I'll be reading from Psalm 145. I will exalt you, my God, the King. I will praise your name forever and ever. Every day I will praise you and extol your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord and most worthy of praise. His greatness no one can fathom. One generation will commend your works to another. They will tell of your mighty acts. They will speak of your glorious splendor, of your majesty. And I will meditate on your wonderful works. They will tell of your power, of your awesome works. And I will proclaim your great deeds. They will celebrate your abundant goodness and joyfully sing of your righteousness. The Lord is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and rich in love. The Lord is good to all. He has compassion on all he has made. All you have made will praise you, O Lord. Your saints will extol you. They will tell of your glory, of your kingdom, and speak of your might, so that all men may know of your mighty acts and the glorious splendor of your kingdom. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion endures through all generations. The Lord is faithful to all of his promises and loving toward all of all he has made. The Lord upholds all those who fall and lifts up all who have bowed down. The eyes of all look to you, and you give them their food at the proper time. You open your hand and satisfy the desires of every living thing. The Lord is righteous in all his ways and loving toward all he has made. The Lord is near to all who call on him, to all who call on him in truth. He fulfills the desires of those who fear him. He hears their cry and saves them. The Lord watches over all who love him, but all the wicked he will destroy. My mouth will speak in praise of the Lord. Let every creature praise his holy name forever and ever.
So before taking favorites, I dug up a talk about the songs we've grown up with and the ones that bring back good memories. If you know the verse part of this song, just feel free to sing along. But there are hymns, selections of hymns stuck in the middle. So when you hear those parts, give her.
Oh, I'd like to go back to that old country church to hear the songs of praise. All the people would sing, it would make the rafters ring at that old country church. In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore. In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore. Oh, I'll never forget at that old country church how the glory of the Lord came down. All the children would smile and go singing down the aisle at that old country church. Some bright morning when this life is over, I'll fly away so dear to me at that old country church. When it came time to pray, everybody would be there at that old country church. What a fellowship, what a joy divine, leaning on the everlasting arms. I have blessed peace with my Lord so near, leaning on the the years have gone by, and so many have died at that old country church. They'll be on the other shore, where they'll sing forevermore at that old country church. Leaning, leaning, safe and secure from all alarms. Leaning, leaning, leaning.
Favorites. Number 67. The Lord's my shepherd.
The Lord's my shepherd. Green, he leadeth me, the quiet one. store again. And me to walk doth make within the path of righteousness, even for his own name's sake. Yea, though I walk in death's dark veil, yet will I fear not ill, for thou art with me, and the rod and staff may comfort still. Goodness and mercy all my life shall surely follow me, and in God's house forevermore my dwelling place shall be.
I'm looking sideways because I invited the mothers and the women of the congregation, but we will be kind and have empathy. Can we do it? Oh, God. I don't know.
The love of God is greater far than tongue or pen can ever tell. It goes beyond the highest star and reaches to the lowest hell. The guilty pair bowed down with care, God gave his son to win. As erring child, he reconciled and pardoned from his sin. The love of God, how rich and pure, how measureless and strong, shall forevermore endure the saints' and angels' song. When hoary time shall pass away, and earthly thrones and kingdoms fall, when men who hear refuse to pray, on rocks and hills and mountains call. All measureless and strong, the saints and angels' song. The love of God, how rich and pure, how measureless and strong. The more endure the saints and angels' song. Could we with ink the ocean fill, and were the skies of parchment made, were every stalk on earth a quill, and man a scribe by trade to write the love of God above, would drain the ocean dry, nor thread the pool contain the whole, though stretched from sky to sky. The love of God, how rich and pure, how measureless and strong, it shall forevermore endure the saints and
song. 16. Praise my soul, the King of Heaven. Okay. We better stand because there's higher notes and you'll need all of you to reach them.
Praise my soul, the King of Heaven. To his feet thy tribute bring, ransom.
Praise
10,000 reasons. I was going to say, let's do one where we can take advantage of Caleb. Bless the Lord, O my soul. That's the one disadvantage of the piano, the way it is. Oh, bless the Lord, O my soul, O my soul. Worship His holy name. Sing like never before, O my soul. I'll worship His holy name. The sun comes up, it's a new day dawning. It's time to sing your songs again. Whatever may pass and whatever lies before me, let me be singing when the evening comes. Oh, bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul. Worship His holy name.
I'm going to be sharing about a song that's important to me. The song that I've chosen to talk about a little bit is The River. For me, it's a song that sums up what I need daily by bringing all my sins and cares to the river to find freedom. And how Jesus is always there, take my hand and forgive all. And all I have to do is surrender all my cares to Him, and that He always is waiting for me to forgive my sins. Just in the daily busyness of life, this can be hard to do, but the words of the song always seem to draw me in and help me to focus on what is important.
Thaddeus, you can come up. Thank you.
When I was a little girl, I loved to sing. Mother told me that when I came home from school, I would sometimes say to grandmother, "Let's sing all the songs in the hymn book." Grandmother had a beautiful voice and knew a lot of songs by heart. In those days, I sang mostly for the joy of singing. Didn't always really think about what I was singing. Grandmother's favorite song was, "Es schaut bei Nacht und Tage dein holdes Bild mir an und legt mir vor die Frage, ob ich dich lassen kann. Mein Gott, ich bin entschieden, auf ewig bin ich dein. Ich kann ja ohne Frieden und ohne dich nicht sein." Now sometimes at night, when I cannot sleep, or if something is troubling me, I pray these songs that I learned as a child, but now they truly speak to my heart. So it is important to memorize scripture and song when you're young, and it comes easily. Later, as you get older, it's much more difficult. The Lord is in his holy temple. Let all the earth keep silence. Keep silence before him. So the song, as well as the verse from Habakkuk, goes. Am I quiet long enough so God's voice can penetrate my mind and my heart? We often sing the song, "Joyful, joyful, we adore thee." Recently I read an article, "Is happiness and joy the same?" People search for happiness in all kinds of ways, and it seems to be so elusive because it is an outward expression. Joy, however, comes from the inside of our being and is given to us by our Lord. Several weeks ago, we attended Kevin Dick's funeral. Kevin had Prader-Willi syndrome, so he was different. The soloist sang, "Don't laugh at me, don't laugh at me. I feel the pain." My tears rolled down my cheeks, and it was a holy moment. So songs have spoken to me in a very special way throughout my life, and I am truly grateful. As the hymn says, "Thanks to God for my Redeemer. Thanks for all thou dost provide. Thanks for times but now a memory. Thanks for Jesus by my side. Thanks for pleasant, balmy springtime. Thanks for dark and dreary fall. Thanks for tears by now forgotten. Thanks for peace within my soul."
To close, let's turn to 544, Blessed Assurance. Let's stand. This is my story. This is my song, our song, praising our Savior all day long, that Jesus is ours.
Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation, purchased of God, born of his Spirit, washed in his blood. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior. My song, praising my Savior all the day long.
perfect submission, perfect delight, visions of rapture now burst on my sight, angels descending, bring from above, echoes of mercy, whispers of love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission, all is at rest, I am my Savior, am happy and blessed, watching and waiting, looking above, filled with his goodness, lost in his love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long.
Please bow with me for the benediction. Father, thank you for this morning of music. Help us to take the words sung today into our weeks and know that you are worthy of praise. Amen. Go in peace.